now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Well, here's my word. Get the hell off my spread. Now.
Well, on that happy note, from the Duke John Wayne, good day, America, and welcome to a Thursday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Joe Spano. Bob Black off today. 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number to get involved again, 1-800-878-7529. It is the toll-free number to hang out with me here on the attack. If you prefer Twitter, as I know many of you do, at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. We do have a big show on tap for you today on this Thursday edition of The Attack. And on the other side, we'll set the table for what's upcoming on this Thursday edition, and then we'll start knocking things down. But now, as we do at the top of each and every hour of the Spano and Black Attack, we'll let you know the myriad of ways that you can listen to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on the go via your devices. And we'll start, as we always do, with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and more at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, be it Apple, be it PC, be it Android, or simply go to iHeart.com. There's a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing for TuneIn Radio. Again, that coveted app versatility, Android, Windows, Apple. You can go to TuneIn.com. Again, a wealth of on-demand content, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and perhaps most importantly, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on Sports Byline each and every day. Well, on the other side, we will set the table and start knocking things down for a big Thursday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
As a pro, I'm always looking for ways to make my business better. And I know I can trust Lowe's to help me get the job done. On my LowesForPros.com account, I can make online purchases and manage spending limits, which helps me focus on the job instead of supplies.
Right now, during Pro Bonus Days, pro customers can take 10% off your LowesForPros.com purchase when you sign into your account. Valid 613 through 619. Exclusions apply. Can't be combined with other offers or pricing programs. See LowesForPros.com for details. U.S. only.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Want to bet?
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, we get ready to tip things off here on the Spano and Black Attack by setting the table, and then we're going to knock things down for this Thursday edition. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to weigh in, that number to get involved again, 1-800-878-7529. It's the toll-free number to hang out with me here on the Attack. If you prefer Twitter, as we know a lot of you do, at Joe Spano 56 at Sports Byline USA. All right, let's set the table very quickly, and then we'll hit the ground running. We're going to start, and we're going to spend most of hour one on previewing Game 6 of the NBA Finals, and we'll go through everything from top to tail to get you ready for a big Game 6 in the NBA Finals. A very, very important game for both teams for a number of reasons, and we'll dive into all of that after we're done setting the table. That's where we'll start. Then out of that, we'll probably move on to some other stories around the world of sports, obviously. Probably it's not going to take us the entire first hour to preview Game 6 NBA Finals. So I'm going to roll into a cool NFL story. If you're looking for a left tackle, you might find one, and the reason you might find them available may surprise you a little bit. So we'll talk about that. And between those two stories, that'll take up pretty well all of hour one. Then as we roll into hour two, we go a little guest heavy at 10 after hour number two, 9:10 a.m. Eastern time. PGA Tour and Champions Tour pro Peter Jacobson, who also works as an analyst for NBC Sports and the Golf Channel, will join us, and he'll take us through a thorough preview of the U.S. Golf Open out at Oakmont. We will periodically check the leaderboard as they start teeing things off and have started teeing things off. The first groups went out about an hour ago, so we'll dive into periodic checks of the leaderboard throughout this edition of the Attack also. And then at 40 after hour number two, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time, we'll talk Major League Baseball. Mike Axisa, CBS Sports, will join us. So that's pretty well the rundown. A lot of NBA early. I've got a cool NFL story that I want to dive into. And then you're going to get some golf and a little Major League Baseball. But I think we need to start by talking NBA Finals Game 6. Warriors Cavaliers from the Quicken Loans Arena in Cleveland. Draymond Green returns for the Warriors, but they do lose Andrew Bogut, who's been ruled out for the rest of the series with the knee injury that he suffered in Game 5. Now, I guess the obvious question, and Bob and I talked about this a lot yesterday, is what will the new starting lineup be for the Golden State Warriors? And we spent a lot of time speculating on this yesterday because knowing Andrew Bogut's injury history and looking at the severity of the knee injury, it looked like there was no chance he was going to play in Game 6, and now he's been ruled out the rest of the series. So with that said, could it be the death lineup? Could it be Festus Ezeli moving up from reserve to starter? Or could it be Anderson Varejão in for Bogut, with Ezeli staying with his more familiar second unit role? And Bob, I thought, brought up a great point yesterday, and it was moving Anderson Varejão into the starting lineup and leaving Festus Ezeli where he is in his more comfortable second unit role at this point. Azeli has not had a great finals by any stretch of the imagination. And in a game six where, after losing game five, more and more pressure is starting to turn towards the Golden State Warriors, as the pressure's been on the Cavaliers since losing game four, because they found themselves down 3-1. Every game's been an elimination game. And it's been the Warriors playing with house money. But each time you lose a game, after you've put yourself in a position where you have that quote-unquote house money to play with, the worm slowly starts to turn. And the pressure amps up more and more on you and less on your opponent. And we saw this in the Western Conference Finals. The Oklahoma City Thunder went up 3-1, and with each loss in this series, the pressure came off of the Golden State Warriors and fell onto the Oklahoma City Thunder. And that was a large part or a large factor in the Warriors being able to survive the Thunder and advance to the NBA Finals. Now the Warriors find themselves in the same position the Oklahoma City Thunder found themselves in a couple of weeks back. Hey, we went up 3-1. We now lost game five in our building. Now, game six in Cleveland. If we lose this game, yeah, it's going back to our building for a decisive game seven. But boy, all the pressure has turned on us, because it went from we're playing with house money to we're on our way to an epic collapse. And perhaps when this is all said and done, we lose in seven and we're the first team in NBA Finals history to cough up a 3-1 lead. So with each subsequent loss while you're playing with house money, the worm really turns until you get to the decisive game seven in your own building, where the pressure's mounted on you, not your opposition to a great degree. So when you look at this, and I think this is a factor, Azeli hasn't been great in these finals. He's a young player, and I don't know that you necessarily want to put any additional pressure on him in this critical spot by throwing him into the starting lineup. Let him play in the same role he's played throughout these playoffs and throughout these finals, and let him come off the bench. And what you do is you kind of dust off an Anderson Varejao, who you've used sporadically throughout the playoffs and sporadically throughout these finals, elevate him from minimal role player to, or DNP coach's decision to starter, and see how that goes. Keep the rest of your rotations intact, and just elevate Anderson Varejao. So I thought that was a great idea and a great suggestion by Bob. And in many ways, it follows a lot of the norm of what the Golden State Warriors do. If you look at when they dealt with injuries throughout their regular season, it usually wasn't about elevating a member of their bench mob or to the starting lineup. It was usually about taking one of the guys not in the rotation, elevating them to the starting lineup, and keeping their bench and their rotations exactly the same. And then when that prominent starter returned, the role player that had been elevated goes from starter to DNP coach's decision. So it kind of makes perfect sense. Keeps everything else intact and in order, and keeps it very much business as usual. And then you have to just hope that the back end of your roster can elevate itself and pick up the slack. It's what we always say in sports, it's next man up. We also say depth is great until you have to use it. Well, here's a case where your depth is going to be tested, and this key addition after the trade deadline could pay some real dividends for you going forward in this postseason. You're asking a veteran to step in, a guy who spent much of his career as a starter in the NBA, and you're asking to step in for Andrew Bogut and give you some quality minutes on the glass as a rim protector and replicate a lot of what Andrew Bogut does. How successful that'll be is something else. And I'm not sure how successful it'll be. While Andrew Bogut's not a great player, he is a good one, and he fills a specific role for this team. while he's often injured, when he's healthy and on the court, there's a lot of things that he does that are not, that don't necessarily show in the box score, that I'm not sure either Festus Ezeli, or in this case, I'm trumpeting the cause for Anderson Varejão to be the starter, because I don't think going to the death lineup as the starting lineup and giving that prolonged exposure is necessarily the right answer. We've seen over time in this postseason, the death lineup is great. It's effective. But it's effective in smaller doses. It's not a lineup that can be out there 30-plus minutes a night. It can get exposed. It's really meant to be a change of pace and a dagger in the heart of the opposition. So with that said, I expect them to stay big and stay something along the lines of their conventional lineup. My thought process, as I said, Bob came up with it. I couldn't agree with it more. Go Anderson Varejão for Andrew Bogut. We'll talk more about it next and take your calls at 800-878-PLAY. I'm Joe Spano. This is the Spano on Black Attack. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Hey, turn that off. Will you turn that thing off?
What's eating you now?
Yeah, what's eating you? That music, it stinks.
Oh, you don't like it, huh?
No, turn it off.
Now, wait a minute, pal. That was my nickel, see? This is a free country, and I play whatever I wanted.
Sure, and if you don't like it, you don't have to listen to it. And you can leave here anytime you want it.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
We continue with the Spano on Black Attack right here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to weigh in, that number again to get involved, 1-800-878-PLAY. 877-857-8729 on Twitter at JoeSpano56 at SportsBylineUSA. Right now, the focus, and it will be the focus for most of this first hour, is Game 6 NBA Finals. We're previewing it, talking about no Andrew Bogut in the lineup and what it will mean to the Golden State Warriors. And you can weigh in on any view, with any view you have of Game 6 and any angle that you want to discuss as it relates to Game 6 of the NBA Finals, again, at 800-878-PLAY or on Twitter at JoeSpano56 or at SportsBylineUSA. A little later on, as we move through the hour, I will try and get to a football story. I called it very cool. In some ways, it is. It's very interesting. It's very insightful. And I think you'll find it extremely interesting. We'll try and get to it as we move along in the hour. But I do want to get back to Game 6 NBA Finals. And I want to talk about the Golden State Warriors and exactly what they're going to be missing with Andrew Bogut not in the lineup. We talked about some options. Again, neither Bob nor I, and the numbers kind of bear this out, overexposure of the death lineup doesn't always work. It's undersized, and there's things wrong with it. And while it's incredible on offense, it can get beat up on the boards when overexposed. And sometimes its defense is not always great, despite some of the terrific parts that make up that lineup. That said, Andrew Bogut, when they go traditional with a five and Draymond Green at the four, he's a lot bigger than his numbers say he is as a contributor. He's often injured, and you don't see him on the floor a lot. He doesn't play a ton of minutes when he is healthy because of the myriad of lineups and the depth of talent that they have in Golden State with the Warriors. But he's incredibly important, and when he's out of the lineup, there are certain things that they miss that neither Festus Ezeli nor Anderson Varejão can bring to their starting lineup. One of them is the ability as a screener. Andrew Bogut's a terrific screener, and he does a lot to get guys like Steph Curry and Klay Thompson open. Ezeli not nearly as good a screener. Neither is Anderson Varejão. So that's something that will hurt the entire flow of the offense without Andrew Bogut in there when the Golden State Warriors go big. As far as the rim protector aspect, Ezeli is every bit as good as Andrew Bogut, perhaps better. He's a terrific shot blocker and a very, very good defensive player. Anderson Varejão, much more of a position defensive player along the lines of Tristan Thompson. Not a great shot blocker, not as much of a rim protector as Andrew Bogut. So if they go my way, which is really Bob's way, and they go with Anderson Varejão to keep everything else in its natural order, they'll lose a little bit of the rim protector aspect. But I think the other part of it that a lot of people don't talk about is Andrew Bogut as a passer. You know, one of the keys to the Golden State Warriors offense is ball movement and player movement, and is a very active offense. They move the ball well. There's not a lot of isolation basketball. And these players constantly move to get open. Well, the screen, the superior screen ability, screen and picking ability of Andrew Bogut helps these active moving players get open. That's something they miss. But a lot of people don't realize just how good a passer Andrew Bogut is for a big man. And he may be the best passing center in the NBA today. I happen to think he is. I think he's the best passing center in the NBA today. And in many ways, when he's on the floor, he's the third best passer on the floor for the Golden State Warriors, right behind Steph Curry and Draymond Green. And when he's on the floor with that starting unit and you have that more traditional look offensively, Bogut's ability to move the basketball helps keep this offense more free-flowing. Now, neither Anderson Varejão and most especially Festus Ezeli are anywhere near that kind of passer. That's another reason I like Varejão in the lineup a little better than Ezeli. Ezeli's not a very good passer. He's a relatively young and inexperienced basketball player. So some of the nuances of basketball, like being a big man who can move the ball and continue to facilitate some offense and keep the ball moving, That's not his strength. And I think that's another reason why Varejao will be a better fit in the starting lineup. He's a better passer. Nowhere near the class of Andrew Bogut. But when it's all said and done, I don't like prolonged exposure of the death lineup as the starting lineup. And I don't like elevating Festus Ezeli. Keep everything else the same. Elevate Andrew Bogut. Elevate Anderson Varejao to start in place of Andrew Bogut. And I think that's the best formula for success for the Golden State Warriors. I do think they lose a lot, however, without Bogut in the lineup. And we talked about this, and we've been talking about it. That passing ability, his ability as a screener, and the picks that he sets that free everybody up. So I think in their traditional offensive look, that also the element of as a rim protector, depending on which way they go as far as who they start. So I think there's a lot that they lose, despite Andrew Bogut being a guy who plays 20-odd minutes a night, misses about 20 games a year in the regular season, doesn't put up huge numbers at this stage of his career. But he does bring a lot to the table for the Golden State Warriors, and I think his lack of presence there will be sorely missed because of what he does bring to the table that neither of the other two guys that they can start in there can bring all of those things if they go big. If they go small with the death lineup, well, that's a different animal, and they still don't have anybody that can bring all that he can bring. So I think the Bogut injury hurts more than a lot of people might think. Am I telling you the Warriors can overcome the injury to Andrew Bogut? Absolutely not. I'm not telling you that at all because I don't think that's the case. I think it is an injury they can overcome. But certainly losing Andrew Bogut hurts because none of the guys that they can plug in his place can do all the different things that he can do. So if they go death lineup and plug in Iguodala, they take on a totally different character. And if they plug in either of the other two bigs, neither of those two bigs can do all the things. In Ezeli, you have a guy who can be a comparable, if not slightly better, rim protector, but he's not near the passer, and he's not near the screener that Andrew Bogut is to kind of keep that offense free-flowing. And in Anderson Varejao, not nearly the rim protector, not nearly the passer, and maybe close to a comparable screener. But again, not the kind of guy that's going to be able to keep this offense moving and help these other guys facilitate the offense the way Andrew Bogut can. So I think their starting lineup takes a hit. And I think it takes a hit no matter which way they change it. So in my mind, if you're going to take a hit to your starting lineup, no matter what sort of changes you make to it, keep everything else the same. And don't change the rest of your rotation and have that take a hit as well as having your starting lineup take a hit, because it's going to take a hit regardless. So I'm of the mindset, elevate Anderson Varejao into the starting lineup. Keep the starting lineup on kind of a short leash. So if you find yourself in a position where things aren't working, don't be afraid to go to the bench early and ahead of schedule to change things up. Maybe you go death lineup early and try and give that offense the shot in the arm that it may need, or cause the mismatches that allow that defense to excel as well. So my mindset is Anderson Varejao starts. I explained all the reasons why. I explained what Andrew Bogut out of the lineup in many ways costs the Golden State Warriors and how it can cause them some real challenges. But as I said, no matter what they do, they're not going to replace everything Andrew Bogut brings to that starting lineup. So why compromise other parts of your rotation as opposed to just compromising one? Elevate Varejao, and it's something that Steve Kerr's done before, where he elevates a guy who really doesn't have a role into the starting lineup and keeps the rest of the roles identical to what they were before the injury. Then when the injured guy returns, knock the guy back down to where he was. So I wouldn't be shocked if Anderson Varejao's in the starting lineup. I think it makes the most sense. And again, that starting lineup will be on a short leash. If Steve Kerr doesn't like the way things look, and they get out to the bad start and end up down double digits, you'll see the death line up quickly to try and pick up the pace, to try and harass the undersized Cleveland Cavaliers on defense, and also to get that offense more free-flowing because you'll have another great passer in there with Andre Iguodala. So, you know, that's kind of how I think it's going to go down. I think it would be the smartest way for it to go down. We're going to have to wait till game time to find out exactly how it is going to go down. But it does present Golden State with some extra challenges that they didn't have before the start of Game 5. Fortunately for them, they get back a big chip right at the start of Game 6, and that's Draymond Green. And we'll explore that on the other side. This is the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano, weighing at 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529. Or on Twitter at JoeSpano56 or at SportsByLineUSA. More Game 6 NBA Finals next.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. In fact, Discover is the only major credit card to offer FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge sales. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
How fast are Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are Allegra gel caps?
10 more lawns to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gel caps give you noticeable relief of your indoor and outdoor allergies. It starts working in just 1 hour, two times faster than Claritin's first dose, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster, nothing's stronger among OTC-branded oral antihistamines. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left. On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
This can't be happening, man. This isn't happening.
It's happening, and it's the Spano and Black Attack, and we roll on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today, 800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, again, that number to get involved, 1-800-878-7529. If you prefer Twitter, at Joe Spano 56, at Sports Byline USA, in 140 characters or less. Thus far, the focus has been Game 6 NBA Finals, and we're getting into a lot of the, we're previewing, we're taking a look at some things we can expect, and We'll keep that going through a big chunk of this segment as time permits. I may get to a very interesting football story that makes a very good left tackle available for those teams that need it. Attention, New York football Giants, and I know they've already expressed interest. So we'll try and get to that as this hour continues to roll along. I don't know how much more I have on Game 6 NBA Finals. We talked about the fact that they've got a couple of options as far as where they go in the starting lineup. I weighed in with mine. You can weigh in with yours at 800-878-PLAY. But let's talk about, we talked about what they lost, and that's Andrew Bogut. It's a big loss. But let's talk about what they get back, because that's even bigger. And that's Draymond Green. And he will have a huge effect on everything that goes on with the Golden State Warriors. His passing ability is the second best passer, perhaps. He's definitely the second best passer in that starting lineup, perhaps the third best passer on the entire team. And he is great at facilitating offense from just outside that three-point circle right at the top. And he really keeps things going. His ability as a three-point shooter opens things up. And we saw it earlier in the series. When you leave Malone, they left him alone in game two, and he made him pay mightily. You might have to do that again because of the ability of Klay Thompson and Steph Curry, the Splash Brothers. And you don't want to leave them alone. And then when Andre Iguodala's on the floor, you don't want to leave him alone. So somebody's got to kind of be left alone and forced to make those threes where you dare him and say, okay, you make them. If you make them, we're going to lose. Well, that guy's Draymond Green, and he's back in the lineup for game six. Not only does he bring that superior passing, does he bring that ability to shoot the three, does he bring that tenacious rebounding, but he brings a major league defensive intensity and proficiency that will make things a lot harder on LeBron James. And in my mind, for the Cleveland Cavaliers, LeBron James is the key to victory. He is the guy that pulls this wagon. He pulled it, had somebody with him pulling it in Kyrie Irving in game five. And he is going to need some help. He's going to need Irving. I don't know that Kyrie Irving can replicate what he did in game five, but he needs help from Kyrie. He needs Kevin Love to be involved in a positive way on the offensive end. And he needs one of these other role players to do something to get into double digits, whether it be a J.R. Smith, whether it be a Matthew Dellavedova, whether it be a Richard Jefferson. He needs a little more help. But it's all about LeBron pulling the wagon for the Cavaliers. He's going to have 30-plus again. He's probably going to have double-digit rebounds. He's going to have somewhere between 7 and 10 assists. And he's going to be a factor on a defensive end of the floor on both Steph Curry and Draymond Green because he's that kind of a defensive player. But in turn, with Draymond Green back in the lineup for the Golden State Warriors, do you get an efficient, good 30-plus from LeBron, or do you get one where he struggles mightily, where Draymond does a great job of closing out on the three, and we don't see the three falling like we saw in game five? Because if you get 30-plus from LeBron, but it's not that efficient, dominant 30-plus like it was when he put up 41 in game five, the Cavaliers will go down on their home floor, and it will be the Golden State Warriors hoisting the Larry O'Brien trophy. And Draymond Green, he brings so much that he will be a factor on both ends of the floor, and that's what makes him such a great player. He is not just a force on the offensive end, whether it be his own offense, whether it be with his passing to facilitate the offense of others, whether it be his work on the offensive glass, but his work on defense. He is the one guy on the floor that can neutralize to some degree LeBron James, and we've seen it in this series. And he can go out and guard small guys as well. So he's so pivotal for them. So while you lose Andrew Bogut, you bring back a Draymond Green. And certainly in many ways, that's a net win for the Golden State Warriors. But still, you can't discount what you lose by losing Andrew Bogut, because it just changes everything you do. Your starting lineup is probably going to struggle offensively and is probably going to find itself behind the eight ball early, which then means overexposure for the death lineup and all these other things. So you know, you can't underestimate the loss of Andrew Bogut, but you also can't overestimate the return of Draymond Green. It's huge for them on both ends of the floor. And it'll be interesting to see what kind of an effect he has on LeBron James, because his effect on LeBron James, to me, will go a long way in determining whether we have a game seven or not. You know, and ultimately, in many ways, I think that's a lot of your battle. What kind of an effect does Draymond Green have on LeBron James? And does he keep LeBron James from having an efficient and dominant 30-plus night? You know, does he keep it from being an aggressive, attacking LeBron James? And does he turn LeBron James into a tentative LeBron James? If he does, I don't care about anything else. The Golden State Warriors will be hoisting the Larry O'Brien Trophy at some time around 11:45 p.m. Eastern time. That's the realities of the situation. There's no other way for me to say it. There's just no other way. I know there's other factors in this game. You know, who will come along and help LeBron? And we talked about that. Can Kyrie give you something like he gave you in Game 5? Will Kevin Love join the party? Can one of these other role players do something? But I think in many ways, at the end of the day, that matchup between Draymond Green and LeBron James will prove pivotal. I think that's number one. And number two, I guess, is the battle of the threes and the battle of the turnovers. You know, if Cleveland on the defensive end can force a lot of turnovers and turn those Warriors turnovers into points, because that's one of their bugaboos, they got a chance, along with efficient play from LeBron. And if they get that efficient play and a couple of other guys beside are hitting their threes and LeBron's hitting his threes and they win the battle of the threes, the Cavaliers have a real good chance. But if they get smoked in that battle of threes, it's going to be an uphill climb for the Cleveland Cavaliers. And that's kind of how I see this game. I think the Cavaliers are going to find a way to win Game 6 and force this decisive Game 7. But I think for once, maybe for the first time in this entire series, we're going to have one of those tight and hotly contested games. I think you're going to get not as efficient a LeBron as you got in Game 5 because Draymond's back on the floor. But I think you're going to get 30-plus. I think he's going to be able to continue to do a decent job hitting the three, which we saw come in Game 5, and that helped open everything else up. I don't think you're going to get an effort from Kyrie Irving that quite duplicates what he gave you in Game 5, but I think he's going to be one of the key running mates for LeBron. I think somebody from their non-star steps up and gives you something, whether it's J.R. Smith or Richard Jefferson. I think those are the two most likely guys. And I think they'll find a way to win the battle of turnovers. I think they'll find a way to keep it close and neutralize the battle of threes. And in what's a terrific ball game, I think the Cavaliers will find a way to win. You know, again, as so much could change. Draymond renders LeBron inefficient, not ineffective, but inefficient. Warriors win. Warriors dominate and control the three-point line. Warriors win. Warriors mitigate their turnovers. Warriors win. You know, there's a lot there. But I think that when they have their starters in, the offense isn't going to flow particularly well. And that'll allow the Cavaliers to close out on those three-point shooters. And that'll neutralize what's been, for big chunks of this series, a Warriors advantage behind the three-point line. I think Tristan Thompson will dominate on the offensive glass and dominate on the interior, like, and continue to help the Cavaliers do that like they've done all series long. I think LeBron will be relatively efficient. And I think each team is going to have terrific moments, and I think this is going to be the first game in the series that was truly a terrific game. And I think the Cavaliers will find a way to prevail as the pressure mounts on the Golden State Warriors and force that deciding Game 7 on Sunday in the Oracle. That's my preview, Game 6 NBA Finals. Like it, don't like it, weigh in on it, on whatever side of it you're on. at 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529. On Twitter, you can tell me what you think in 140 characters or less at JoeSpano56 or at Sports Byline USA. I do want to switch to another story in the NFL that I've been talking about all morning and promised that I would get to. I'm going to get to it right now. It's an interesting story, and it's got a lot of layers to it, and that's why I think in some ways it's cool to talk about, because this is a lot more than just talking about a guy who, after June 1st, got cut. And if you need a left tackle, he's a good one. But in the minds of some organizations, he may come with some controversial baggage on a number of fronts. And that's the left tackle for the Baltimore Ravens, or now former left tackle of the Baltimore Ravens, Eugene Monroe. Here's a guy who is a very good NFL left tackle. He is not an all-pro or a Pro Bowl left tackle, but he is a very, very capable left tackle and one, and in a top third in the league amongst left tackles. But he's oft injured, and that's one reason why a team wouldn't want to pay him $6.5 million this year. Incredible history of injuries, and he's rehabbing an injury right now. And I think the bigger thing is his advocacy of the NFL allowing players to use marijuana. Not for recreational reasons, for injury reasons. And, you know, the Ravens organization has come out steadfast in saying, I promise you, and this is a quote from John Harbaugh, he does not speak for the organization. And on their website, the Ravens even made mention of Eugene Monroe's advocacy of marijuana by marijuana usage by NFL players. And it's become clear that that is one of the factors in the release of Eugene Monroe. And that's what they're peddling to their fan base, that they don't stand behind Eugene Monroe's take on advocating the use of marijuana for NFL players as a method of pain control. And Monroe was kind of upset about it. You know, he mentioned that the Ravens didn't rally behind his cause, and the Ravens didn't rally behind his cause, and they made mention of it on their own on their website. So while the injury is a, the injury history is a huge factor, the size of the salary is a huge factor in him being cut, the fact that they drafted Ronnie Stanley to be their new left tackle is a huge factor in Eugene Monroe being cut, his advocacy of the use of marijuana as a method of pain control by NFL players was a factor in Eugene Monroe getting cut. And we'll discuss what it'll mean to his now impending free agency on the other side. This is the Spano and Black Attack on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano. You can weigh in at 800-878-PLAYER on Twitter at JoeSpano56. But you be sure to, most importantly, keep it where it is.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans
We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
When, boy? When? Are you going to get your act together?
Well, we get ready to tie a bow around hour one of the Spano and Black Attack, and we're getting our act together. And so is Eugene Monroe, in controversial fashion, but he's now an NFL free agent. We were talking about it at the back end of the last segment, that he was cut by the Baltimore Ravens, and for a number of reasons. I don't think his advocacy of medical marijuana was the primary factor, but it was certainly a factor here. Don't kid yourself. I think the primary factors is we drafted your replacement, Ronnie Stanley, with the 6th overall pick in the NFL draft. You have a history of injury, and you had surgery to repair a torn labrum this offseason, and you're in the process of rehabbing that injury. Nobody expects you to have any issue as far as being ready for opening day or even for training camp, but nonetheless, the injury history, the fact that we drafted your replacement, the fact that you do $6.5 million in this salary cap era, I think those are the primary reasons that Eugene Monroe was cut. But you can see that the Ravens have made it clear that they didn't rally behind his cause and that they were quite upset about his passion for this cause. So I certainly think that his advocacy of medical marijuana for NFL players was factored into his release. And in many ways, that's sad. You know, I mean, players should be able to speak their mind on public policy. And it's something that we'll dive into more from that standpoint tomorrow. And maybe we'll revisit this story as far as landing spots for Eugene Monroe as we move into hour two. But now we're going to step aside here on Sports Byline, and then we'll get ready for a big hour two of the Spano and Black Attack.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
President heads to Orlando today after Sunday's mass shooting at a gay nightclub. Gunman Omar Mateen killing 49 people before being killed by police early Sunday. The president meeting privately with victims' families. Meantime, authorities in San Diego investigate what looks like a threat against the gay community there. Here's USA Radio's Anthony Lucero.
A Craigslist ad in the Men Seeking Men section showed a photo of a gun being fired
and a caption which read, "We need more Orlandos." The post began, quote, "Orlando was long overdue. San Diego, you are next." The posting appears to be referring to Sunday's murder of 49 people at a gay nightclub in Orlando, Florida. It was the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history. San Diego police and the FBI are currently investigating the Craigslist post.
And the CIA warning of more terrorist attacks. CIA Director John Brennan taking that warning to Congress today. This is USA Radio News.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Authorities say a toddler likely drowned after being dragged by an alligator into the waters at a Walt Disney Resort in Florida on Tuesday. The two-year-old's remains recovered yesterday near where he was pulled under. The body turned over to the medical examiner's office for an official cause of death. The head of the IRS in danger of being impeached. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
Mr. Koskinen's misconduct deserves condemnation.
That's Utah Republican Jason Chaffetz, who chairs the House Oversight Panel, as GOP members are angry about how IRS Commissioner John Koskinen handled the aftermath of the scandal involving IRS targeting of nonprofit conservative groups for extra unnecessary scrutiny. The committee voting to censure Koskinen.
Mr. Koskinen failed to testify truthfully before Congress.
It could lead to a full House vote on whether to impeach him. The White House has voiced full support for Koskinen, who took over the agency after the targeting scandal broke. In Washington for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This week's federal court decision upholding the recent Federal Communications Commission ruling that the internet is a utility is winning praise from some. Marty Newell with the Rural Broadband Policy Group is among those. He says it matches his group's goal of having the internet treated like a telephone service, not a private commercial opportunity.
There was a time when internet access might have been considered a luxury, but it's not now. That time has passed. It's a necessity in the same way that we looked at telephone once upon a time.
The cable and telecom industry is arguing that the FCC's rule on the internet is overreaching and will stifle investment and customer choice. Says internet customers actually need more protections from internet service providers. The man many wanted to run as a third-party candidate for president talked with USA Radio, and USA Radio's Jason Word has what he says.
Conservative writer and suggested presidential candidate David French appeared on Trending Today USA with Rusty Humphries. He said many liberals are showing a disturbing truth about themselves in the wake of the Orlando terrorist attack.
The notion that many people, and I'm not going to say everyone, but that many people on the left are actually, truly angrier at the NRA than they are at ISIS tells you what you need to know about their sense of moral priority.
French also said Americans need to realize Islamic terrorists will use any method available to kill Americans, not just guns.
Well, Jason, Hillary Clinton believes women should register for the draft. The Senate passing a bill yesterday called the National Defense Authorization Act, which, among other things, would require women between 18 and 25 to sign up for the military draft. This is USA Radio News.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You name the game, but anything you start, I figure to finish.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to Hour 2 of a Thursday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number to weigh in again, 1-800-878-7529. It's the toll-free number to hang out with me here on the attack. For those that prefer Twitter, 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56, at Sports Byline USA. We have a huge Hour 2 on tap for you today on this Thursday edition of the attack. I'm going to quickly set the table. We'll quickly run down the ways that you could take Sports Byline on the go with you, and we're going to hit the ground running in Hour 2. Right on the other side, 10 after Hour number 2, Peter Jacobson, PGA and Champions Tour pro, golf analyst for NBC Sports and the Golf Channel will join us, and we'll talk all things U.S. Open with Peter Jacobson. That's at 10 after Hour number 2, 9:10 a.m. Eastern Time, right on the other side. At 40 after Hour number 2, 9:40 a.m. Eastern Time, we'll talk with Mike Axisa from CBS Sports and talk all the latest around Major League Baseball, whether it be Pete Rose, whether it be Jose Reyes, and a whole lot more. That's with Mike Axisa at 40 after Hour number 2, 9:40 a.m. Eastern Time. And in between, we're going to finish up with the Eugene Monroe story, and then perhaps we'll get to a golf story as well in the middle. But that's our rundown for our Hour 2 on this Thursday edition of The Attack. Again, we always talk about the myriad of ways you can take Sports Byline on the go with you. We'll do it again very quickly here in this segment before we get to Peter Jacobson. SportsByline.com, our award-winning website with a wealth of archived interviews and a Listen Live link. Check it out that way. The two great apps, iHeart and TuneIn Radio. Also, don't forget about Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, another great app. And perhaps most importantly, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other programming on Sports Byline each and every day. And we thank all those service people for their service to the greatest country in the world. But on the other side, PGA Tour and Champions Tour pro and golf analyst for NBC Sports and the Golf Channel, Peter Jacobson joins us next to talk all things U.S. Open from Oakmont. You be sure to keep it where it is.
As a pro, I'm always looking for ways to make my business better. And I know I can trust Lowe's to help me get the job done. On my LowesForPros.com account, I can make online purchases and manage spending limits, which helps me focus on the job instead of supplies.
Right now, during Pro Bonus Days, pro customers can take 10% off your LowesForPros.com purchase when you sign into your account. Valid 6/13 through 6/19. Exclusions apply. Can't be combined with other offers or pricing programs. See LowesForPros.com for details. U.S. only.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, we tip off hour two of the Spano and Black Attack. We're going to be talking golf in just a few minutes as we're going to be joined by Peter Jacobson to talk all things U.S. Open. We're just waiting upon him. But if you want to weigh in the interim, 1-800-878-PLAY will be the way to get involved. That number again, 1-800-878-7529. It's the toll-free number to join me here on the attack on Twitter, at JoeSpano56, at SportsByLineUSA. Make a concerted effort to follow us on Twitter at either at JoeSpano56 or even more importantly, at SportsByLineUSA. You get all those programming updates. And most specifically, they clue you in on what's coming up on Best of Byline. It's that two-hour block that we have on weekdays, 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific time, where we replay all the best and brightest from earlier in the day and give you a chance to listen to anything that you may have missed from earlier in the day on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. So make sure you follow us on Twitter, both at JoeSpano56 and even more importantly, at Sports Byline USA. Again, 800-878-PLAY. If you want to weigh in, that's 800-878-7529. It's the toll-free number to join me here on the attack on Twitter, at JoeSpano56, at Sports Byline USA. And, you know, in the last segment, before the top of the hour, we were talking about Eugene Monroe and him now being a free agent. We talked about the fact that there were a number of reasons that weighed into him being cut. One of them almost certainly seemed to be his advocacy of medical marijuana. And we'll talk about that a little later on. But let's go out now. We're going to talk a little U.S. Open golf with Peter Jacobson, Tour Pro on both the PGA and Champions Tour and golf analyst for the Golf Channel and NBC Sports. Peter, welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. It's always great to talk to you, my friend.
Hey, thanks, Joe. It's a beautiful day here at Oakmont. We're expecting some rain here in a couple hours, so things could get a little bit crazy here in the next this afternoon.
It should be very interesting. The 116th U.S. Open, the 9th at Oakmont. Everything I've read, a course is always tough, but everything I read is that they set this course up to be incredibly tough this year. Do you figure that the players can be the star or that course at Oakmont is going to be the star?
Well, I think that one of the most important things that these players have to do is to understand that the golf course is so difficult. It's fair, but it's difficult. But it's not going to give you anything. It's always going to be to the point where if you try to attack, you're going to make bogeys, doubles, or triples in a heartbeat. You've got to just be patient. You've got to put the ball in the fairway off the tee and then be very conservative when you hit the ball to the green. I'd rather have a 30-foot uphill putt than a 5-foot downhill putt. The greens are incredibly slick. It's like putting on your linoleum floor in your kitchen. You make contact, the ball just doesn't stop rolling until it gets to the basement door. It's crazy. But the players are not only going to have to deal with the deep bunkers and the deep long rough, and the quick greens, but they're going to have to deal with the mental gymnastics that it takes to win a U.S. Open. Once you make a birdie or two, if you hit a bad drive, you're going to make a triple bogey, and everything that you just earned for the last couple holes, you're going to give it away on the next hole. So this is more about patience and toughness than anything else.
Well, you know, you mentioned that rain is in the forecast, and we're unsure how heavy or how light it's going to be. But you talk about rain. Is that something that could actually, in the long run, help these players slow down these greens and make this course much more manageable for them? Or will it just add another layer of difficulty to this course?
Well, it's a good point. What it does, whenever rain hits a major championship golf course like Oakmont, it's going to do two things to help you. It's going to soften the fairways, which means if a hooked tee shot or a faded tee shot, it's going to hit in the fairway and slow it down so it doesn't get to the rough. And it's also going to slow the greens down. It's going to soften the greens down. But where it hurts you is it makes it longer because the ball's not going to run in the fairway. But also the rough, which is treacherous to begin with, it's now wet and long and sloppy. So missing fairways, it's extremely difficult to be able to get the ball to the green in regulation with your approach shot. And if you do, you're not going to have any spin. So the guy that's going to win here will be the guy who has the best short game, the guy that can get it up and down from the bunkers and the long rough around the greens. You're going to see a lot of 5 and 6 and 8 and 10 footers for pars this week. The guy that makes those, he's going to win.
You know, Peter, we always talk in golf about horses for courses when we preview these majors, whether it be the Masters, whether it be the Open Championship across the pond, the PGA, or in this case, the 116th U.S. Open at Oakmont. When you look at this field, who are some of the players you think are really good horses for this course and, as a result, favorites to be in it on Sunday?
Well, I think when you talk about a U.S. Open on a tough golf course like Oakmont, you've got to look at players who have experience in majors. I look at players like Matt Kuchar, Sergio Garcia, Louis Oosthuizen, a young man from South Africa who's really making a name for himself, Brandon Grace, Phil Mickelson, Bubba Watson, Ricky Fowler. These guys are not intimidated by the fact they're playing in another U.S. Open. They can handle all the distractions that come their way. That's why you don't see a lot of first-time winners or unknown winners win a U.S. Open. It takes a lot of fortitude. It takes a lot of patience. Players like that win, they respect the golf course. You've got to know where to miss it and when to miss it. And that's probably going to be the determining factor, whether it's McIlroy or Spieth or Jason Day or Kuchar or Bubba Watson, who wins near the end. It's going to be the guy that really understands how to play a difficult golf course with intelligence.
Well, you know, you mentioned Jordan Spieth in passing in that answer as one of these possible contenders. You know, he blew that 5-shot lead in epic fashion at the Masters, you know, on that back nine. Does a player as confident as Jordan, does he have a hangover going into this U.S. Open as a result of that? Or is it just business as usual for him?
No, it's business as usual. That's the one thing that every player is going to develop scar tissue. If you want to have a long career in golf, you can't let a disastrous hole or a disastrous tournament take you out of your focus. And I think that Spieth is going to get his focus back. He already won a couple of weeks ago at the Colonial. He'll never get over that loss. It's going to sting forever, but I think he's going to move past it, and I think he has.
You know, and speaking of Jordan Spieth, and I want to bring this up. It's a little out of left field, then we'll circle back, and I'll try and keep you pretty well on schedule. Jordan's been waffling a little bit about representing his country in the Olympics as far as actually going to Brazil. And there's obviously concerns with the Zika virus and everything else. You think as a young player with an opportunity to represent your country, do you think this is something that he should do and stop waffling? Or do you understand his take on it, perhaps based on how it may affect the rest of his golf season, number one, and number two, with that Zika virus hanging over his head?
Well, I think it depends on your perspective. At 62 years old, if I had a chance to go represent my country in the Olympics, I would do it. I've played on two Ryder Cup teams where proudest moment of my life was standing there on the first tee watching them raise the American flag, putting the hand over my heart, knowing that I was representing my country. But when you're 22, 23, 25, 27, with a young family, or you're not married yet, you're looking forward to having a family and a great career, I'm not sure the Olympics are on their radar screen right now. Everybody's like Jordan Spieth and Fowler and all these young kids. They're focused on major championships. They're focused on the FedEx Cup. They're focused on the Ryder Cup. So I just think it depends on your perspective and your age. I really think that these guys should go play in the Olympics. It's a once-in-a-lifetime deal, but that's really not for me to say. Everybody's got to do their own thing, but believe me, as I sit here and look back at 62 years old, if I could do it, I would do it.
Well said, Peter. I do want to keep you on schedule and keep this tour moving along and let you spread your wisdom to some of these other great stations. So before we let you out the door, you know, which golfer do you think will be holding up that trophy come late Sunday afternoon, early Sunday evening at Oakmont?
Well, this is a golf course that's going to take experience and patience, as we just said. I think Rory McIlroy is going to win. I think he's hungry. He wants to get back to that number one spot in the world rankings. And if he drives it good, there's nobody going to beat him. And speaking of driving it good, I'm coming to you from the Lexus Performance Drive Pavilion here at Oakmont. It's warm. It's undercover. I think it's going to start raining here in just a few minutes. So I'm going to be inside the Lexus suite having a good time. So, but I think McIlroy is going to win.
Well, I think they'll be a key in getting those golfers around this golf course all week long. And finally, as we let you out the door, wish Phil a happy birthday. It's his birthday today. Hopefully he'll shoot well.
He's my dark horse pick. I think he's got a really good chance to be there on the weekend, too.
Yeah, it'd be a career grand slam for him, and that'd be great. Peter, thanks so much for a few. It's always a pleasure. Look forward to doing it again as golf season rolls along. You be well, my friend.
Thanks. Have fun. Bye-bye.
You got it. Bye-bye now. That was Peter Jacobson, 9-time winner on the PGA Tour, joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. On the other side, we'll dive into whether Jordan Spieth should serve his country or not, and then we'll circle back and talk about Eugene Monroe. That's all next there on the Spano and Black Attack. You be sure to keep it where it's at.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California.
dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I'll go home and get your shine box.
You tell them. As we continue here with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number to get involved again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter, at Joe Spano 56, at Sports Byline USA. And our thanks to Peter Jacobson, 9-time Tour Pro winner on the PGA and Champions Tour, analyst for NBC Sports and the Golf Channel, helping us break down the U.S. Open from Oakmont, talking about the course, some of his favorites out there, and Jordan Spieth perhaps representing his country in the Olympics. And here's the thing about it. You know, for all the people, I mean, we're carried on the American Forces Radio Network, so this will probably hit even closer to home for a lot of those people. And for all those people who've served their country in the military, you know, you start to think about it. Are we really asking too much of our athletes to serve their country in the Olympics? And I get Jordan Spieth's a kid. And I get a lot of this. But for those of you that are unsure what I'm talking about, earlier on in the week during a press conference, Jordan Spieth extolled the virtues of golf in the Olympics. But then when asked to commit to actually going to play golf in the Olympics, he waffled, he bristled, and he got upset with a reporter saying the reporter put words in his mouth and that his schedule is a week-to-week, you know, an evolving, changing week-to-week sort of thing. He did say that he's not overly concerned with the Zika issues, as that's been fleshed out in many ways, and he's pretty comfortable that his chances of getting the Zika virus as a result of a mosquito bite or getting bit in Brazil, he thinks they're pretty remote. So once you put health concerns out of the way, because I can understand anybody not going for health concerns. And again, you heard Peter Jacobson. He said at his age, well in his 60s, if he had a chance to represent his country, he would do it. Jordan Spieth's in a different place. He's 22 years old. I get it. If health is your concern, but you've kind of dispelled the health concerns. And as I said, you know, I have a big audience here that listens on the American Forces Radio Network, and they served their country in the military, and they weren't dodging mosquito bites. They were dodging bullets. So on their behalf, I ask, is it asking too much for an athlete like Jordan Spieth to serve his country in the Olympics? And I get it. Jordan Spieth's a kid. I don't care if he's ranked second in the world, 22nd in the world, 122nd in the world. And, you know, it's not like he hasn't been through this rodeo before. And I do understand if a guy says no to the Olympics, if he's done it a few times already, kind of akin to a lot of the basketball players, you know, the NBA players that have the multiple Olympic medals and they've made that sacrifice for their country. And they've represented their country. Now they're like, I'm older. The season's long. I don't get much downtime. I need it. I get it. But at 22 and never having gone to an Olympics, he needs to get his ass over to Rio unless health is a concern. Again, if health is not a concern, he just needs to get there. I mean, and you heard him why. And to show you the quotes and to talk about how he's waffled a little bit, this is after extolling the virtues of the Olympics, of golf in the Olympics, and saying, you know, how much of an honor it would be to play in the Olympics and represent his country. Here's what he said to that reporter. Here's who he bristled at. "You're putting words in my mouth, sir, but right now I am very, I said, pending scheduling changes earlier. I'm not sure where I'll play next week, even after next week. I mean, you just never know." Yes, you do. That's BS. I think he should represent this country. I feel strongly that he should. What I don't, if he feels that health, that the health risks are a factor, I'll always excuse that. If these Olympics were taking place anywhere else where health and some of these other issues weren't such a factor, I'd really be upset with Jordan Spieth for waffling like this after saying what a great idea it was. Because when you say it's a great idea and it'd be an honor to represent your country and then you waffle on going, well, what you're saying is it's good for somebody else but not good for me. And I don't like that. That I got a problem with. So if you feel comfortable about the health concerns, then you need to just get your ass over there, make the commitment. Stop talking about the fact that, well, I don't know, my schedule next week, it's always changing and evolving. That's BS. You know where you're playing, you know where you're not playing. So either you're going to the Olympics or you're not. If you decide that the risk of the Zika virus based on your age and some of the other factors in your life, such as wanting to start a family and everything else, if you feel that the health risk is too great, I'll excuse you. But if you're putting the health risk aside, you have no other reason for not going there and representing your country, especially after you've said how great having golf in the Olympics is and how great it would be to represent your country. You got a chance. Go ahead and do it. That's all I can say. If the health risks are a factor for you, then I understand. But if health is not a factor, no excuse. Go represent your country once. I'm not saying you got to do it every 4 years. As I said, we excuse a lot of the NBA players. You've represented your country. You won your gold medal. You did your thing. You're now older. You're making deep playoff runs. And literally, if you represent your country, you're going to have an hour off before the next season starts. I get it. But he's 22. He's as fresh as he's going to be. He needs to take this chance to represent his country if he's comfortable that the health risks aren't there. And he needs to stop waffling. So either represent your country if you're confident that health is not an issue, or if you're not confident about the health risks, then don't represent your country. But here's the big thing. Don't waffle, don't I don't know me, and don't jerk everybody around. Make a decision. That's all I got on that. And I guess what we'll do is we'll circle back. We got a couple of minutes left on Eugene Monroe. I know it's been a story that we've kind of bounced around throughout this 2 hours. I started at the very back of hour one, and I've picked it up here and there. Again, we've talked about the fact that one of the factors perhaps in him being released was his advocacy of medical marijuana as a pain management method for players. And I think it's sad when organizations release players in part for speaking their minds on matters of public policy. This is not somebody who said something outlandish and who has not measured his thoughts well and was reckless and irresponsible in his words and has a view that is so far from the norm that you would want to distance yourself from this. It's a real issue. Pain management for these players and the use of opiates to manage this pain is not necessarily the best answer. So I get where Eugene Monroe is coming from. And, you know, I'm a little disappointed in the Baltimore Ravens for being so eager to move on from Monroe and that being one of the factors. I don't care what they say. The way they've distanced themselves from those quotes leads me to believe that it's a factor. I don't think it's the overriding factor. We went into all of those, but it is a factor. But they'll, you know, with his talent and the fact that he's a free agent, he won't cost you anything in the form of compensation to the team, to the Ravens, because they've released him. So if you have money under the cap and a desperate need for a tackle, and this can be the difference between success and failure for you in the 2016 season, you need to move on Eugene Monroe. In his limited work last year, graded out very well. The guy can flat out play left tackle. The big question is, can he stay healthy? You would like to have a backup plan behind him, those teams that are going to be in the bidding for him probably won't have very viable backup plans. That's why at this late juncture, mid-June, if you're searching for a tackle, what's behind him isn't very good. That said, favorite to me right now to acquire his services are the Giants. They got $10, $12 million in extra cap space to play with, and they're in talks with the Ravens about trading for Monroe. The Chargers could go in that direction, although their lack of pick of a tackle early in the draft says that they're ready to go with what they have. The Seahawks could certainly be in play. They need to upgrade their tackles. It's a ground-and-pound kind of team still, and they have lousy tackles. But they don't have that much money to spend, so they may be out of the mix. So I think the Giants, when it's all said and done, are probably the favorites. They wanted a trade for him, number one. Number two, they have the money to spend. And number three, they're interested and know that they have to upgrade their tackle position. And all of a sudden, if you put a Eugene Monroe at left tackle, you kick Eric Flowers out to the right side, with what they have going on in the interior, some of the playmakers at receiver, some of the things they've done at running back along with Eli Manning, well, the offense just got dangerous along with some of the moves they made on defense. In a less than great NFC East, why not the Giants? Mike Axisa talks baseball with us next here on The Attack, so no flipping.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. In fact, Discover is the only major credit card to offer FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
How fast are Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are Allegra gel caps?
10 more lawns to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gel caps give you noticeable relief of your indoor and outdoor allergies. It starts working in just 1 hour, 2 times faster than Claritin's first dose, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster, nothing's stronger among OTC-branded oral antihistamines. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Ichiro to right field, then into the corner. Stanton around second, headed for third. Kemp picks it off the wall,
And Ichiro with two hits now, 4,257.
Well, that was the call of Ichiro's 4,297th hit overall in the major leagues as we roll on here with the Spano and Black Attack. And we're joined right now from CBS Sports by Mike Axisa. Mike, welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. It's great to have you aboard this morning.
Oh, thanks. Happy to come on.
Let's dive right in. Ichiro, 4,297. Rose, 4,296. Pete Rose has made some rather silly statements, but that said, Ichiro's place in baseball history, if you would.
I don't think anyone's going to consider him the all-time hit king here, but obviously what he's done is, I mean, it's extremely impressive, and when you look at the 4,257 hits, he's got there something like 1,000 fewer at-bats than Pete Rose. It's incredible, and I know Rose, the only thing Rose has to cling on right now is his hit total, because he's not in the Hall of Fame, nothing like that. So the hit total is his legacy, and obviously he doesn't like somebody challenging that, but I don't think anyone could seriously say, look at the numbers Ichiro put up when he first came over. You're going to tell me if he was in MLB instead of Japan all those years, he wouldn't have been a great hitter? That's obviously not true. He would have been great, and I think if he would have been here the whole time, he probably would be threatening Rose's record right now. So, no, I don't think anyone's going to consider him the hit king, but Ichiro is going to go down as one of the best hitters who's ever lived. The guy didn't come over until he was 27, and he's still going to get 3,000 hits. It's really incredible what just the career he's had overall, regardless of whether you're looking at what he did in Japan or over here in MLB.
Well, you mentioned Pete Rose, and let's stay with him because the mouth is open again in many ways, and you mentioned he's not in the Hall of Fame. You think it's time we got past that? I understand the transgressions are incredible. Major League Baseball hates him, which is why we made the case if they were to combine the records for anybody, it would be to get Pete Rose out of the top spot in the record books. But that said, do you think it's time they keep the ban from baseball? But since the Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown is a museum, do you think it's time we make Pete Rose eligible for induction and just get him in the Hall of Fame as he is baseball's all-time hit king?
No, I don't think so. He applied for reinstatement last year, and he's done that a few times over the years, but he reapplied for reinstatement last year, and then he met with Major League Baseball, made his case, and during this interview process, he told the commissioner he's still betting on baseball, still doing stuff like that. So he has obviously learned nothing. You know, he's not sorry, obviously, because he's still doing the thing that got him banned in the first place. You know, there has to be some level of remorse here, and we're not seeing it. And I understand Rose, he obviously was a great player, and he would unquestionably be in the Hall of Fame on the first ballot if he was eligible. But betting on baseball is probably the worst thing you could do, because you're talking about the potential for throwing games and things like that. Baseball came down hard on him. Remember, Rose agreed to this ban. That was the condition. He accepted the lifetime ban in exchange for baseball saying, we never found anything. He accepted the ban. He's made shown no signs of remorse. So I think you got to come down very hard on this and keep him out, I think.
Fair enough. I mean, I don't know that I necessarily agree, but I do get your sentiment. Well, there is a sadness in watching Pete Rose. And I don't want to make the entire interview about Pete Rose, but anybody that's ever gone out to Vegas, you know, it's kind of at a point that he sold himself in such a way that nobody needs to see him anymore. He's kind of irrelevant in so many ways, and I guess that's why he makes these outlandish comments. If you've ever passed by the memorabilia and art store that he regularly does appearances in, I think every single person who's ever been to Vegas or lives in Vegas has a Pete Rose autograph. So literally he sits there in this store all day by himself and doesn't seem signs a single autograph. It's really kind of tragic. I don't know if you've ever had the opportunity to witness it firsthand.
Well, I've never know what's going on. You know, he charges for autographs. That's basically all he does is goes out and signs autographs and pays people, and people pay him money for it. And that's perfectly fine because a lot of Hall of Famers do it. But that's kind of what he's been reduced to. But this is all his own. He did this to himself. You know, nobody wronged Pete Rose. Rose did what he did. He knew what he was doing with the betting on baseball. He accepted the consequences, and this is it. You know, baseball did kind of let him back in. They were letting him be involved in the All-Star game in Cincinnati. He was inducted into the Reds Hall of Fame last year. It seems like that's just the best it's going to get for him.
That's fair enough. What do you say we move on to? It looks somebody else who it looks like may have ruined their baseball career, and that's Jose Reyes. What is the future of Jose Reyes now that he's been designated for assignment by the Colorado Rockies?
Well, so technically they have 10 days to do something with him, either trade him, release him, or put him on waivers. And Jesus, I really don't know what's going to happen here. He's, as a player, just on the field, he's not the player he once was. His game has been slipping. Pretty much the only redeeming quality he has right now is that he can still play shortstop, and shortstops are hard to find. And I looked around the league yesterday, and there aren't too many teams that are eager for a shortstop right now. I think the White Sox were the one team that really kind of jumped the line as a possible fit. But I don't know if they're going to want to take on, because it's going to be a big PR hit after the domestic violence incident. I don't know if they want to go through that for a player whose game is slipping. You know, the Rockies are, they're stuck with the money. They owe him something like $40 million the next 2 years. They're going to end up paying him that no matter what. They're not going to trade him and get rid of a bunch of that money. It's just not going to happen. So we're talking about a player who's available for basically free, who still might not get a job because he's declining as a player, and I don't think teams want to take the big PR hit because it's just that's something that there's no turning back from that. And, you know, it's I applaud the Rockies for making the move because I wasn't really sure what was going to happen there. They did what they thought was, well, not what they thought. They did what was absolutely best for the franchise because they have a better shortstop in Trevor Story. And you know, not every team would make that move. It's not easy to swallow $40 million like that. And, you know, it's take a stand and do that, I thought.
Not much of a haul for Troy Tulowitzki after all, was it?
Well, you know, they did. Well, they got some good prospects in that trade, and they did shed, even with this $40 million they're going to get stuck paying Reyes, they still did shed something like $60 million in salary in that trade. They certainly did not get what they could have gotten for Tulo years and years ago. They waited too long to trade him. They kind of missed their window there. But ultimately, the trade was never going to be about Reyes. It was always going to be about Jeff Hoffman, the top young pitcher they got. And I believe he's in AAA right now pitching well. The trade was always about getting rid of Tulo's money and getting Hoffman. And Hoffman's going to be the one who determines how that trade works out for them.
Those are the dulcet tones of Mike Axisa from CBS Sports joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. You know where I want to go? I want to go to a great article that you actually wrote, and it looks like it could be just the thing that saves the Pittsburgh Pirates season. Jameson Taillon coming up, highly touted prospect, and the Pirates have struggled of late, and they got all kinds of pitching woes. Looks like Jameson Taillon could be the young arm that maybe saves the season of the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yeah, you know, they are still, I mean, they're not going to win the division now. The Cubs are too far out ahead. But the Pirates are still, they're right in the thick of the wild card race. But their pitching, outside of Gerrit Cole, their pitching has been just awful this season. And you look at Taillon, came up in his second start, flirted with a no-hitter. And the rest of the rotation has been so bad that it will not be hard for Taillon to be an upgrade for them. And they have another top pitching prospect, AAA. He's even better than Taillon is, and it seems like he's maybe a week or two or maybe a little bit longer away from coming up. Same thing. The rotation's been so bad that it's hard to think Glasnow is going to make it any worse. So you look around the league at the contenders who have holes. I'm not sure any of them could solve their problems internally like the Pirates can with their pitching. You know, they call up Glasnow. They have Taillon now. Cole's on the DL, but he's going to come back fairly soon, it sounds like. So if nothing else, they have the means to make some changes, improve their situation from within, and if it doesn't work, they still have some time to go out and make a trade. So they're not, I mean, their season isn't doomed because they're still in the wild card race, but they had to do something with this pitching because it's just nowhere near good enough to contend.
You talked about teams with holes. Very quietly, the Texas Rangers have the best record in the American League and tied for the second best record in all of baseball. But they got a bullpen that's horrible. I think it's got an above 5 ERA for the entire season thus far. Obviously, at the deadline, they're going to be buyers. How much help can they buy in that bullpen for themselves, and how much help will they be willing to buy for that bullpen going forward in an effort to make a deep run into the playoffs in the American League?
Yeah, we looked it up recently, and I think we found only something like four teams that have made the playoffs with a bullpen ERA over five, and most of them were from like the late 90s, early 2000s when offense was crazy. So the Rangers have to do something about their bullpen, and they have a history of being aggressive at the trade deadline, getting the help they need. So I think they're absolutely going to be in the market, not just for a new closer or something. I think they're going to go out and try to get two or three relievers. You know, you look, the first place you have to look is the Yankees, because they're Yankees are in last place. They don't look like they're going to make any sort of run to get back into the postseason, and they have a couple of really, really great relievers who would look really good at the back end of the game for the Rangers, and Aroldis Chapman's going to be a free agent. The Yankees have been listening to offers for Andrew Miller, who's got two more years left on his contract. Those are the names I think the Rangers are going to gravitate to. They're not just going to go out and get okay pitchers. They want somebody great. And you look at their willingness over the years to go out, make these big trades to get the help they need, I think there's definitely the potential for something big to happen there. Maybe they get Chapman and Miller, not just one of them. But this is, the bullpen absolutely is something they have to fix. It's just too much of a weakness for, even with the best record in the AL, it's too much of a weakness to really feel good about them going into the postseason.
You know, you mentioned the Yankees. They're in last place. They're kind of hanging around. Will they be smart enough to sell, and will they be able to make that palatable to their fan base? Because if they sell Chapman and Miller, they can get enough prospects, and a combination of prospects that are near major league ready and some that are a couple of years away, that they could turn their fortunes around and go from the old and slow team to the young and exciting team very, very quickly. But will they be smart enough to do it, or if they're on the fringe of contending, will they say, we can't sell, we have to be buyers, or we have to hold the fort?
You know, that's really tough to answer, because the last few years, not counting last year when they did make the wild card, the years before that, they were just close enough to the postseason to say we're still in it, and they didn't make any moves to trade. You know, they could have traded away Robinson Cano, could have traded away David Robertson. They didn't, and that's just because they were just close enough. I think they were three or four games out of the wild card at the trade deadline, so that was enough for them to justify staying in it. This year is a different story, because this year's team is much worse than those other two teams. They can't score runs, and the bullpen outside of their best relievers is really bad. And you know, I think it's getting tougher to ignore with a team situation where if they're still four games out of a wild card berth come the middle of July, that's still not going to be good enough, because there's going to be a bunch of teams ahead of them, and Yankees have given us no reason to believe they're capable of making any kind of turnaround here so far. So I do think if come late July, if they're really struggling, I think they're going to be much more willing to move Chapman, because the entire point of getting Chapman was getting him really cheap and then trading him for something more later. So I think he's much more likely to go. Trading Miller is a little bit tougher to swallow, because he's obviously very good. He's signed affordably for two more years, and the Yankees could look at him and say, well, we're going to contend next season, and we need him to do that. You know, it's really up to ownership. Do they want to? The line they keep saying is, we can't rebuild here. Our fans won't allow it, which is like kind of ridiculous, because the fans aren't, you know, attendance is down, ratings are down. Ultimately, the fans, they just want a good team. And if you could expedite making the team good instead of kind of faking staying in contention this year, that's something they should do. I think they're closer. It's much more likely they'll be willing to sell this summer than it has been the last few years. I just can't say I'm 100% confident they'll actually do it, even though it is in the best interest of the team, I think.
Mike, thanks so much for a few minutes. Really great to talk to you this morning. Look forward to doing it again frequently as this 2016 Major League Baseball season unfolds. Really appreciate a few minutes. Thanks so much.
Sure thing.
You got it. Bye-bye now. That was Mike Axisa, CBS Sports, and check out all his great work on CBSSports.com. On the other side, we will tie a bow around this Thursday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it's at.
My My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, let's wrap up this edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Another great edition. We always bring you the hardest-hitting sports talk, the latest news, the most insightful interviews. It's always fun here on the Spano and Black Attack, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Remember, follow me on Twitter, at Span56. But most importantly, follow the network here on Twitter, at Sports Byline USA. And take advantage of getting all the latest 411 on what's coming up on Sports Byline, what's next. Also, you can make sure to find out what's coming up on Best of Byline. It's a two-hour block on weekdays from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 3 to 5 Pacific Time, Monday through Friday. So if there's anything that you missed, like all the great sports talk today, and you want to catch it, go to Best of Byline, and you'll see what's coming up on go to at Sports Byline, and you'll see what's coming up on Best of Byline. And whether it's something from the Spano and Black Attack, whether it's something from Titillating Sports, whatever. But you'll get a chance to catch those things that you couldn't hear earlier in the day because your schedule got in the way. Well, great edition of the Attack is in the books.